Breadfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 44th International Film Festival of Rotterdam, and I'm joined by filmmaker Marcin Dujak, who is presenting his first feature film here at the festival called Calling. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce your story, the story of your film a little bit?
The storyline is young father and his son, around 12 years old, going for a countryside camping trip, going down the river. And it's a story about the boy's initiation process, or I would even say that the boy is mapping out the process that will take place in the closest future.
Right.
Discovery of the fact that father is not almighty, discovering of the fact that there are things bigger than us, the discovering, probably getting a sense of metaphysics, its weakness in himself, cruelty in himself.
Yeah.
Like all this spectrum of scary feelings that a young man can experience before growing up.
I'd say a loss of innocence would be a good term to use. Obviously, the choice of the exploration of this theme within the context of the journey, of the wild and the surroundings, how did you get that idea? Is that something that you experienced perhaps growing up?
Never experienced this kind of situation. My father never took me into the wilderness.
All right.
It's based on a short story. It's based on a short story that, even though I haven't experienced the identical or even close situation, for some reason was really close to me.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me of this particular moment, and I think that this film talks about this particular moment. It's not a particular event. Mm-hmm. It's this point in life which I was referring to very strongly. And I knew right away when I read the short story that it's going to be my first film. So
sure.
So it was immediate.
I can explain this film as being a sensory journey for the spectator, so there's a lot of focus on the landscape, and the camera doesn't move so much. There aren't elaborate camera work, shots or camera movements. Can you explain this particular side of the technical side, let's say?
The idea was that this incredible nature will be a third character.
Yeah.
And the biggest challenge for me was to build a bridge from the reality to something that it's supernatural. Mm-hmm. When I mean supernatural, I mean metaphysical, eternal. So when we were discussing and preparing the film with the DOP, we were asking ourselves the question how to portray a nature as a character without showing landschafts.
Oh, landscapes and sure.
So we built a couple of keys in which the film will be shot, and one of the keys was to try always after the action's over or before the action starts to finish on the nature by itself, just to create this impression that this is something eternal, and their passage is just a little moment in time that will be remembered either by them and will still live in their memories, but in a hall it's just a little point.
Yeah, and of course the cinematography is only the starting point, because in a way even the performers that are acting in front of the camera do not act in the conventional way. Their performances are very restrained. This is a very quiet film. How do you tell them to? I mean, what was your direction to them?
Oh, this very much depends on who. Like Sebastian, which played father's part, he's a theatrical actor, very good actor, experienced one. I think he suffered a lot during this shooting because. As I said, he comes from theater, which means the words.
Yeah.
Here he hardly had any, which made probably he was wonderful. But I think that deep inside it was really frustrating because we were looking. The film has 56 shots for 75 minutes, so the rhythm is, as you know, pretty slow. There's not that many shots. The action is very restrained, and for example, we were, you know, it took us like 2-3 hours to pick the right position of the camera, yeah, to prepare everything. So there was a lot of wait. For the little one, it was easier probably because he never played before. It was an adventure. He's a guy from orphanage. I casted him from one of the orphanages around Warsaw. And but coming back to how did we work with Vitek, which is the little boy, it had to vary from that one day to another. One day it was much easier to direct him with positions and keys, like really mechanically giving him 1, 2, 3 and the blocking certain gestures, mimics, etc. The other times I needed to work him a lot before, just to put him in the right mood to take off all the dynamics of, you know, natural dynamics of the child.
Yeah.
Then you have the scene when there are other people intervening. So these three guys were casted locally. They're not actors, but one of them I find has a real actor's talent. It was really pleasure to work with him, especially that the scene was shot in an 11-minute master shot.
Right.
And no, it's pretty complicated scene, and without him it wouldn't be possible, because so I think it's basically I would answer your question by saying that it's by taking off of them, and then recording. That was the overall method.
You said something there that interested me a lot and made me really curious. You cast the kid from an orphanage.
Yes.
And obviously, this being a story about a father and a son, it's quite interesting. Was there a reason behind it?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, I was looking for a kid that would look younger than he is.
Right.
Because it was a difficult set. We were in the mountains, very inaccessible place.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have parents of the kid present, or any people related to him. And then when I started looking around first for let's call it regular kids, I know it's a bad term, but I think that there is real difference between children from orphanages and children from regular families, because children from orphanages are very rarely, or it hardly happens, that they're orphans. Today in orphanages you will find kids that have parents outside, or at least one parent outside.
Right.
They are taken to orphanages for social reasons mostly, so they perfectly know what does it mean to have a family, and their karma to carry is makes them much more responsible in one way, and much more mature. What I experienced gave me motivation to cast a child from orphanages. So I made like a pretty big scale casting operation there, and when Vita came across, I knew that he's perfect. Just to let you know, in the film he's 15.
Right.
He doesn't look at all, right? So yeah, that was the reason.
Right. And this is your first feature. I'm just interested and curious to see what else you might like to develop in the future projects. Maybe there's some themes that you're particularly interested in, or something that you might even already have in mind.
But obviously I'm working on a project now. I won't say much about it, but
yes,
but I can tell that what generally interests me is the point where these two realities match, where I meet rather than match, this whole supernatural aspect of life, the life behind things, you could call it a religious aspect of life. This is something that I find the most challenging, and this is something I want to explore.
That's very interesting. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing more of your works then in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for being with us today. It was a great pleasure talking with you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.